Well, it's the fourth day of a large-scale operation to flush terrorists out of the Dajshahi Iraqi city of Fallujah in western Anbar province. Iraq's military says it has launched an operation to liberate the city of Khaldiya, northwest of Fallujah. It added that Iraqi troops backed by volunteer forces are advancing in southern Fallujah. Government forces have so far managed to liberate the villages of Abu Shajal, Jamila, and Abu Udeh, northeast of the city. On Tuesday, Iraqi forces captured most of the town of Garma, but military forces are still encountering pockets of resistance on the outskirts of the town. Meanwhile, engineering teams have begun clearing booby traps from houses and government buildings in Garma. The Iraqi army began its massive offensive on Sunday to retake Fallujah. The city fell to the terrorist group in 2014. Press TV's Zalta Fahma joins us now by satellite from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, to bring us up to speed on day four of the large-scale operations intended to flush out terrorists from the Iraqi city of Fallujah, and also talk to us about the importance of the liberation of Fallujah, Khaldiya, northwest of Fallujah.
Well, the Iraqi forces have kicked off their offensive to retake the strategic city of Fallujah from at least six different fronts, the most important of which are the eastern to the southeastern front, also the front which stretches from north of Fallujah to its northwest. And it seems that the plan for the Iraqi forces, they are working on the following. They cut off the city of Fallujah from vital nodes which lay on these in these directions, north and northwest, also south and also east and southeast. They cut the vital nodes from the city of Fallujah, thus isolating the city of Fallujah and making these vital nodes weaker fronts for the popular mobilization units to go in and to surround them, also to liberate them. Now, this scenario has played out in the region of Al-Garma, which lays around 20 kilometers east of the city of Fallujah. Iraqi forces have cut off the district of Al-Garma, which lays east of Fallujah, from the city of Fallujah. They have then started to build up on that victory and had retaken the regions of Harariyat, also Ash-Shahabi and As-Sijar. They are also now, this plan we are witnessing yet again in the district of Khalidiya, northwest of Fallujah. And I think in the next coming days, we're going to see that the Iraqi forces are going to make strategic advances towards the district of Saqlawiya, also around 10 kilometers northwest of Fallujah. Now, the popular mobilization units, according to Mr. Hadi Al-Amri, who heads Badr Corps, one of the most effective groups which have been backing the Iraqi forces in their push against Daesh Takfir militants. He has announced yesterday that the Iraqi popular mobilization units will not be entering the city of Fallujah. They will be liberating the regions which are, as I said, the vital nodes or footholds for Daesh on the outskirts of Fallujah, also making sure that the city is completely surrounded. That is why also we heard today from the head of the counterterrorism forces here in Iraq that the Iraqi forces could enter the city of Fallujah, the heart of the city, in the next 48 hours. Now, according to Iraqi forces, the main challenge ahead is the presence of IEDs, improvised explosive devices, which is one of the classic guerrilla war tactics used by Daesh Takfir militants. It has been used since the beginning of the of their violence here in Iraq and up until now. Also, the presence of human shields or civilians the Takfiris are using as human shields. According to the United Nations, there are no less than 50,000 civilians still trapped inside the city of Fallujah. And according to the United Nations, they are in dire need of aid, of water, of food supplies, as well as medications. Now, from what we know from the Iraqi forces on the ground, also from the reports that are circulating here in Iraq, is that Daesh Takfiri militants are actually sending out militants to gun down whoever tries to evacuate the city. We know that the Iraqi government had called on the people of Fallujah to evacuate, thus facilitating and paving the way for the Iraqi forces to advance. Now, the buildup for retaking the city of Fallujah has been described by many as the mother of all buildups. Since the liberation of the city of Ramadi in late December of 2015, the Iraqi forces had advanced towards the region of Hit, which lays 130 kilometers northwest of the city of Ramadi, and then from there they moved on to liberate the district of Arutwa, which lays 310 kilometers west of Ramadi. All of this was in preparation to advance towards the city of Fallujah, which is the last urban stronghold for Daesh Takfiri militants in the district of Anbar. The recapture of the city of Fallujah will not only be a major boost for the Iraqi government and for the Iraqi forces, but will be a massive blow for the Takfiris, losing this very important foothold. Also, it would slice in half the state, the so-called state or caliphate they have proclaimed between Iraq and Syria, and this will further make them more isolated in Mosul.
Thank you very much, Altaf. Press TV's Altaf Ahmad joining us via satellite from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.